Being Christian is not about Bible studies. In the last decade, and more so in the past few years, I've embarked on a path of deep exploration and bold exposition in areas that are often uncharted or skimmed over by broader Christian communities. And I make no apologies for this pursuit. It's a deliberate, intentional dive into the complexities and nuances of living a life that's rooted in Christ, a path not chosen lightly, but with a fervent desire to understand, to grow, and to challenge not only myself, but also those who walk with me in this journey. This exploration is not a rebellion against the foundations of our faith, but rather a quest to deepen our roots in the rich soil of the teachings of Jesus. As I delve into these themes of authenticity and faith, the interplay between our spiritual beliefs and societal engagement, and the freedom found in the sovereignty of Christ, my aim is to bring these conversations to the forefront of our collective consciousness. It's through engaging with these challenging topics that I believe we as a church, as a faith community, can grow to be more mindful, authentic, and impactful as we walk for Christ. Together, let's question, let's seek and explore the vast dimensions of what it means to be in Christ. Let this not be a journey marked by fear of stepping into the unknown, but rather by the courage to face it head on, guided by the truth of the gospel and by the foundations of the Spirit and the Word of God. As we engage in this way, we can inspire each other toward a more deeper and vibrant understanding of how to live out our faith. Exploring the concept of authenticity in faith. Being true to oneself stands as a cornerstone of worship and service, echoing the scriptural call for a heart that is sincere and undivided before God. This authenticity is not merely a personal idea, but I believe a biblical imperative that underpins genuine joy and fulfillment in life. In the pursuit of living authentically, individuals are encouraged to shed pretenses and embrace their true selves in the presence of God, fostering a deeper connection with the divine. Romans 12:9 underscores this by urging, "Let love be genuine, abhor what is evil, hold fast to what is good," highlighting the importance of sincerity and truth in one's faith journey. Non-theological engagement. The dialogue extends beyond the traditional confines of theology, scripture, or Christ, venturing into realms that, while seemingly secular, deeply resonate with a Christian worldview. This approach underscores the interconnectedness of faith with all aspects of life, affirming the relevance of Christian principles and addressing a broad spectrum of topics, from daily challenges to global issues. In Acts 17:28, we see this interconnectedness. In Him, we live and move and have our being, which reminds us that God's presence and influence permeate every aspect of our existence. The church and cultural engagement. A critical examination of the church's role vis-a-vis the wider world reveals a pressing need for leaders and congregations alike to step beyond the familiar territory of Christian life. This venture involves not just a passive looking and seeing or observation, but an active, informed engagement with cultural and societal dynamics. Such a stance demands a robust critique of the church's current engagement strategies, urging a shift toward a more Jesus-centric understanding and interaction with the world. Romans 12:2 challenges the church to this transformative engagement. "Do not be conformed to this world," Paul says, "but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, that is what is good and acceptable and perfect." Freedom and sovereignty in Christ. The recognition of divine sovereignty serves as a liberating force, granting believers the freedom to explore and express their faith across various domains of life. This freedom, rooted in an understanding of God's ultimate authority and purpose, encourages a bold and fearless engagement with the world, unshackled by the constraints of fear and conformity. Galatians 5:1 proclaims this freedom. "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery," highlighting the liberating power of Christ's sovereignty over our lives, and specifically, our work. Christianity beyond American cultural norms. The American church, or rather the interpretation of the American church and application of Christianity, I truly call into question, inviting a discerning look at the disparities between the historic mission of Jesus and the practices of the contemporary church. This inquiry advocates for a Christianity that transcends cultural norms, especially American culture, seeking to return to the radical, boundary-crossing nature of Jesus' ministry. Philippians 3:20 reminds us of our true citizenship. "But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ," urging us as Christians to align our lives with the values of Christ's kingdom rather than the prevailing cultural norms. Fearlessness in faith. The call to a fearless faith emphasizes the importance of approaching even the most taboo or avoided subjects with courage and conviction. This fearlessness is underpinned by a clear conscience and a secure identity in Christ, enabling believers to explore and discuss challenging topics without compromising their faith. 1 John 4:18 addresses this fearlessness. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love, encouraging believers to engage boldly in love and truth. Now, if we don't have to fear our Heavenly Father, why do we fear the world? Critical examination of Christian life. There's an urgent need for introspection within the Christian community, prompting a critical examination of its practices, beliefs, and societal engagement. This reflective process is vital for ensuring that the lived experience of faith is not only authentic, but also aligned with the teachings and example of Christ. 2 Corinthians 13:5 calls for such examination. It says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you went in the faith. Test yourselves." This challenges believers to continually assess and align their lives with the faith that they say they hold. Engagement with difficult topics. Engaging with topics often sidelined by mainstream Christian discourse is essential for a faith that speaks to the complexities of contemporary life. By challenging conventional boundaries and fostering open dialogue, believers can confront and grapple with the pressing issues facing society and the church today. Ephesians 5:11 encourages this engagement. "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them," advocating for a proactive stance in addressing and illuminating difficult issues. But there's a caveat. There's a means, a manner, and a message that we have been given in the Bible to do this. Spiritual and intellectual freedom. The Christian journey is marked by a profound sense of spiritual intellectual freedom, empowering individuals to engage with all life's aspects from a position of faith. This freedom stands in opposition to the notion of control, advocating for an expansive view of Christianity that embraces inquiry, explanation, and critical thinking. Galatians 5:13 encapsulates this. "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." This highlights the balance between freedom and service in the Christian life. Also, a public and in the sense of my writing and podcast, engagement and responses. The engagement with challenging content is not limited to personal contemplation, but extends to the broader community's reaction and interaction. This dynamic between my intentions as an author and the audience reception highlights the participatory nature of faith exploration, where diverse perspectives and experiences contribute to a richer, more nuanced understanding of Christian living. Colossians 4:6 advises on this. "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person," emphasizing the importance of grace, wisdom, and discernment in our engagement and responses. These themes collectively form a comprehensive framework for exploring and living out a faith that is deeply rooted in authenticity, engagement, and critical thought. They invite a re-examination of traditional practices and beliefs, urging a more expansive, inclusive approach to understanding and applying Christian principles in the modern world. Now, I'm not advocating for not Bible studies, but I'm telling you that the Christian life is far more than Bible study, but it is Bible living in every aspect. Are you listening?